From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As a child, you might have been told, sleep tight and don't let the bedbugs bite. Well, bedbugs are not the stuff of childhood mythology. They are real, tenacious insects. The saying goes way back, and its meaning is forgotten by many, but it seems that the bugs themselves are back, invading the nation's cities. Pippin Ross went looking for some in Boston.
Low-income housing advocate Juan Gonzalez walks through Hilda Liu's tiny five-room apartment in Alston, Massachusetts.
They have been throwing away mattresses, the bedspring, the box spring.
Liu hoists the corner of her mattress to point to where, just this morning, she collected 50 bedbugs crawling along the seams.
Areas where bedbugs usually hide, they have been killing bedbugs all over the place. Whenever they see a bedbug, they kill them.
During the day, bedbugs, which are brown and about the size of a match head, burrow deep into safe hiding places, cracks in the wall, light fixtures, and picture frames. But their favorite, the seams and fibers of a mattress. At night, they emerge to take a meal of blood drawn from whatever sleeping human they can find. Gonzalez points to Liu's arms, which are covered with bites.
Those are little red dots that are itchy for probably 20 minutes after the bite is made. It's itchy, and then the reaction could be different. Some people are swollen, and they may have something bigger. Some others may have something small.
Liu is frustrated and angry. She can't afford to move or replace her furniture. While bedbugs have become a serious problem in the nation's subsidized housing, where tenants are more transient, they're not limited to such dwellings. They're introduced to human habitat by animals, typically birds, bats, mice, and rats. Then they travel easily from house to house in people's clothes, rugs, furniture, and mostly bedding.
So if you had a low socioeconomic complex and a high rent district, it probably... they'd want to be in the high-rent district. It's cleaner for them. It's easier for them to move about.
Steve Kiris is the owner of Precision Pest Control. He was recently asked to eradicate a bedbug infestation in what he describes as an upscale Boston hotel. It took 17 visits and the disposal of bedding, rugs, furniture, even wallpaper to finally get rid of the nasty pest. For now, Kiris won't take any more bedbug jobs. Getting rid of them, he says, is simply too much work to be cost-effective.
But I think that as we get into it more and more and there's more sophisticated materials, chemicals, pesticides that are developed for the control of bedbugs, then it will be a more workable solution.
Bedbugs are not a new problem. Before World War II, they were rampant. At one point, there were more than 4 million infestations reported in England alone. Then, pesticides like DDT, now banned for its toxicity, nearly wiped them out. Whitney Crenshaw is an entomologist at Colorado State University.
I think that we did such a good job of eliminating them that they went out of people's consciousness. And so there have been practices like moving infested materials, bedding and things like that, that people haven't thought enough about.
Like Boston, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles are all struggling with the bedbug resurgence. These days, Juan Gonzalez spends most of his working hours helping tenants replace furniture they've been forced to discard and convincing landlords to hire exterminators. But the hardest part of all, he says, is helping people deal with the revolting prospect of sharing a bed with a blood-sucking insect.
And then when they are trying to sleep, it's like any feeling is waking them up, and after so many months, the psychological stress is really tremendous.
Until an effective cure emerges, entomologist Crenshaw says awareness is the best prevention. A bedbug-infested area tends to have a faint cucumber smell. If you wake up with red bites, promptly look for bedbugs in the seams of your mattress. If you spot them, Crenshaw's advice is to get rid of your mattress, wash your bedding and clothes in hot, soapy water, and call a pest control expert. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Boston, Massachusetts.